All right, welcome to this special podcast about the George Floyd trial verdict and Derek Chauvin and all that. But first, the biggest thing to understand in this is that this is all a distraction. They want you to be angry. They want you to focus on racial division. This is always the plan of the Democrats because they don't want peace. They don't want civility. They don't want actual justice or the actual rule of law. What they want is angry mobs and angry people, and they want a civil war. So no matter what you do, make sure that you control your mental focus. This is one of the key concepts that's in my new upcoming free downloadable audiobook called The Contagious Mind. You can download it at thecontagiousmind.com when it's ready. It's almost ready. Not long now. You'll be able to get it all for free, including a PDF with a full transcript and the whole deal. But what I teach in that book is that it's about controlling your focus and not getting sucked into the anger and the rage and the violence and the outrage and thinking that it's us versus them and black against white. No, that is taking you away from God's energy. That's taking you away from what God wants you to do, which is to focus on healing and bringing people together. And that's why in this little special report podcast here, I'm not going to dwell on this subject here for very long. This won't be a super long podcast. I will give you a few comments that I think are necessary to understand, but I'm not going to sit here and call for what Maxine Waters called for. She wants cities to burn. See, she wants people to fight. She wants blood in the streets because that's where Democrats get their power. And understand that Democrats are always keeping you away from solutions. So the solution here, in this case, should have been every Democrat in America, and conservatives as well, calling for peace and civility, calling for us to respect the jury's decision no matter what it is, and to respect the process of the rule of law no matter what the outcome. But you did not hear a single prominent Democrat say, not one of them, not a Hollywood person, not a congresswoman, no one, not the president, no one, not even the vice president, or the fake VP, I should say, none of them said, everyone remain calm. None of them said, don't burn down the cities, please. None of them said, respect the jury's decision. They did not say that. What did they say instead? Maxine Waters said, basically, if you don't find Derek Chauvin guilty, we are going to make sure that more people die. That's what she said. That was her threat. She basically said that they're calling for violence. That's what they want. Now, think about the parallels here with COVID. There was also no prominent Democrat or, frankly, any prominent conservative, except perhaps maybe Rand Paul. None of them offered solutions for COVID. Nobody said we should have vitamin D. See, vitamin D and nutrition in the context of COVID is the same as calling for peace and civility following the Derek Chauvin trial. Those are both solutions, but the Democrats don't want solutions. They want the worst case scenario. They want chaos, because from chaos, then they can seek power. They can shore up their power. From chaos and suffering and death statistics, they can spread mass hysteria in the media. And then they can have the lockdowns and the crackdowns and the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates. And when people die in the streets of these protests that are already happening following the Derek Chauvin trial, where he was found guilty on all three counts, there are going to be protests. They're going to blame white people. They're going to blame police. They're going to spread blame. Even though, think about this, even though they got the verdict they wanted, they got the verdict. Derek Chauvin found guilty on all three counts. That's what they wanted. That's what they threatened to demand. Maxine Waters said, if he's not found guilty, we're going to burn this city down, basically. They got the verdict they wanted, and they still riot, don't they? They still commit violence. Why? Because violence was always the plan. And this is why you should never negotiate with terrorists. Because even if you give them what they want, they're still going to burn your cities down. They're still going to commit violence. They're still going to push racial tension and division. And it's all a mind game, folks. It's all psychological terrorism pushed by CNN and pushed by Democrats in Congress, Nancy Pelosi, fake President Biden, and so on. It's all an illusion to take you away from God's plan. God's plan is for peace, is for harmony, is for people to love each other and to work together to defend human freedom and civility, abundance, reason. Yeah, God's plan is for us to practice reason. Yes, that's right. So think about everything the Democrats do is taking you away from that or attempting to. And that's why I will not dwell on this topic, because I will not add to the amplification of their violence and their frustration. I will not allow Democrats to take away from me the spirit of God that is surging through me, especially after coming back from that Tulsa event, which was a life-changing type of event. Now, on a practical note, there are some things to notice in all of this that I think are important. Number one, any police officer watching this, and you can bet they all are watching this, is probably now convinced that they need to quit. You know, I mean, they need to retire. They need to get off the police force, because you can be charged with murder for apprehending a suspect who died after having a fatal level of fentanyl in their blood. So if you apprehend and detain someone who is fighting against you, as George Floyd fought against the police in the car, and if you put them on the ground, and if it appears that you're using too much force or putting your knee on their neck when it was actually, as was testified, putting the knee on their shoulder blade, then you can be charged with murder and you can go to prison for life. What police officer wants to sign up for that? What police officer is going to risk going to prison for life as a police officer when they're doing their job and trying to take bad people off the street, drug dealers, drug users, counterfeit money pushers, which was what George Floyd was allegedly doing, drug users and so on, addicts? Police officers need some leeway. Now, I understand not every police officer is perfect in how they do their job. There are some bad apples out there, but we need to root them out and not threaten every police officer with this kind of mob justice mentality that Maxine Waters was pushing and Black Lives Matter and so on. And you have all these leftists now saying that they want to end all police. You know what society would look like in left-wing cities if you end all police? They would be instantly transformed into third world countries. Many left-wing cities are almost that way right now, but it would happen even more quickly. And frankly, a lot of these cities are going to lose their police because the police have said probably, this is enough, this is it. I'm not going to continue to be a cop if I can be charged with murder for apprehending a drug addict on the street who's fighting with police. So what you're going to see, folks, is a mass exodus of law enforcement officers away from these blue cities and blue states. Combined with the defunding of those police departments, you are going to get a collapse of law and order in these areas like you've never seen. And you're going to have cities like Los Angeles or Portland or Chicago that are going to be police-free crime zones, just massive drug cartels, human trafficking, prostitution, and of course, you know, run by Democrat mayors who are getting a cut of everything because that's what they do. And another cut goes to the governor of that state, of course, you know, the Democrat governor. So it's all a money laundering operation based on a filthy criminal element. They don't want police around, you see. They don't want police around. And this is one reason why the left is attacking police. So you're going to see police fleeing these cities and states at an accelerated pace. The second important upshot from this that must be considered is that as America watches these post-trial riots, and they've already begun at the time I'm recording this, they're already jumping on cars and trucks, they're already attacking police, they're already in the streets, probably going to see buildings burned down in the early morning hours and so on. It's going to be just unbounded violence and rage. the average American citizen is going to be watching this and saying to themselves, I need a gun, right? Even law-abiding liberals will be looking at this saying, honey, it turns out we live too close to the city. We better get a gun because guess what? There's no police anymore. And the liberals want violence and chaos. Look, they got the court decision they wanted, and they're still rioting and burning down the city. They're turning America into Chaz. People are going to want to buy guns like never before. So when Joe Biden and Kamala and the lawless Democrats come after your guns, after Maxine Waters incited violence, you know, remember they impeached Trump for not inciting violence, but they will do nothing against Maxine Waters, who called for violence, and then they'll come after your guns. So after they've eliminated police and riled up the criminal gang element, they will take your guns and then feed you to the wolves. And you know why they're doing all this, folks? You know why? Because they want a civil war. They want a civil war to break out when Biden is the fake president who appears to be in command of the Pentagon. They want the U.S. military to be deployed domestically against conservatives. And the only way they can do this, so they can justify confiscating the guns, imprisoning conservative leaders, shutting down the churches, executing Christian pastors, the only way they can get away with this is if they invoke a civil war. So they've sent their shock troops into the streets, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the shock troops, and they've given them commands, Maxine Waters, telling them, get confrontational, basically saying, burn these buildings down, attack police, burn the police cars, attack innocent bystanders, destroy property. That's the command. And it's all part of this color revolution, folks. It's all the George Soros globalist plan to take down America, which is why your best response to this is to de-escalate the violence. Do not participate in the violence. Instead, just show it. Show the world. Bring attention to how insane these Democrats are and these leftists and these shock troops. Just show them in their insanity as the lawless animals that they have become. Animals. And I don't know what kind of creature Maxine Waters is, but it's not a human being in there. She's some kind of demonic creature who wants to see humanity suffer. But do not participate in the violence. Don't go out in the streets to confront these lunatics. Stand back. Watch them burn their own cities. Watch them burn their own communities. And just show it and share it. And tell your friends and family members and colleagues, look at these lunatics. Look at these animals. They do not belong in a civilized society. These are leftists. These are Democrats. And no one is safe in America as long as these Democrats function like this. And there's not a single prominent Democrat that's calling for peace. Think about that, folks. Think about that. They don't want it. They want a civil war. But your reply should be, don't give them the civil war they want. Don't confront them with violence. Just leave the inner city areas. Get out of their way while they burn and suffer in their own collapsed misery. Because that's where this is going. And if you're a police officer working in these cities, get out. Get out. Find another place to go or retire early. Take the pension and leave. And that is happening all across this country. Now, in terms of self-defense, if they come to your business or your house with a threat to commit violence against you, then things change. So as much as I say we want peace and civility, we want to get along, we want to follow God's plan for humanity to experience healing, at the same time, if they come to my door and they're banging in my door to try to come in and commit violence or felony acts against me, I will fire AR-15 rounds through that door, 5.56 rounds, armor-piercing rounds. And I will reload and I will keep firing because I'm a man of peace, but it doesn't mean that I have to allow lunatic animals and criminals to tear me to pieces, does it, right? So they come to you, you defend yourself, but you don't push out and take part in their spiral of violence. don't give Maxine Waters what she wants, which is a reaction and escalation of violence. De-escalate. Get out of their way. They're mostly burning their own cities. And leave, I mean, move out of those cities so they don't tax you to rebuild the things that are burned down by these left-wing lunatics. And get far away physically so they can't come to your door. Now, yes, we're going to have to fight this battle peacefully for America. We're going to have to reestablish the rule of law. We're going to have to defeat lawlessness and lock up these criminals like Maxine Waters, who deserve to be prosecuted for inciting a riot. We're going to have to do all that. So we're not running away from this problem by leaving the immediate riot. We're still going to confront these people, but we're going to do it on our terms. We're going to do it in an intelligent way. We're going to do it by exposing the election rigging. We're going to expose their fraud. We're going to expose their violence. And we're going to rebuild our safe communities, county by county, state by state, in red counties and red states and red cities across America. And we're going to show that if you want safety and prosperity and civility, this is how you do it. You do it based on Christian principles of peace and civility, the rule of law, logic, reason, all of that. That's how you do it. And yes, you need honest police and sheriff's deputies, law enforcement, to be part of your community. And they are not the enemy. It's the criminals who are the enemy. And sadly, it's the criminals that the left wants in charge. So right now, if you would, after this podcast, join me, say a prayer for our law enforcement members, our men and women in blue across America. Pray for their safety, pray for their wisdom, so that they might see danger as it's coming at them and defend themselves and protect the innocent. And maybe, occasionally, where allowed, even arrest the rioters. Of course, the local Democrat DAs keep releasing them without charges while Trump-supporting individuals are rotting in prisons as political prisoners. So there you go. You have a dual justice system. I mean, theoretically, if anyone should be rioting in America, it should be conservatives, because conservatives are mistreated, conservatives are discriminated against, and I'm not calling for them to, of course, riot, but they have a real reason to demand justice, to demand equality, frankly, because it's people like George Floyd that get all the rules bent in their favor, isn't it? It's the criminals, it's the illegals that get all the favoritism. Oh, you don't need a driver's license if you're an illegal. You can vote no matter what. You don't need car insurance. You can drive, it's fine. You get free everything, free transportation, free housing, free food stamps. You have the privilege. You get into college for free. If you are a person of color, you get bonus points on your college entrance exams and so on. You get hired to be the chief of police in a Democrat city because you have black skin in many cases. And these are not signs of a society rooted in justice and equality. Those are signs of a society rooted in racism and bigotry. And that's what the left has created. And that's what they want for the whole country. Our job is to make sure they don't get it. They don't achieve that destruction of our society. But we can't do it by fighting them in the streets. We have to be smarter. Let those animals burn their own cities down if they want to. But we will not stoop to their level and commit violence in the streets just to make them happy and give them the blood that Maxine Waters is looking for. No, we will defeat Maxine in another way, a smarter way, a way that is congruent with the much greater plans of God. That's how we're going to do this, folks, okay? So hunker down, protect yourself, control your mental focus. Do not allow yourself to be sucked into anger and frustration over this. Remember that God has a plan for you. God has a plan for America. And you need to be in alignment with that plan. And if you feel frustrated, if you feel angry, read some scripture, pray, meditate, find some friends, socialize without a mask on so you can see people's smiles. Enjoy life and enjoy what we are blessed with, and then get ready to defend it against the lunatics who are trying to destroy it. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, founder of Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.